He is the rose of Sharon. The Bible said he was. Every title in the Bible of God belongs to Jesus Christ. He was Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. He that was, which is, and shall come. The root and offspring of David. Both root and offspring of David. The morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the Alpha, Omega, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all in Jesus Christ. He was the full manifestation of Jehovah God made flesh to dwell among us. Exactly what he was. He was the rose of Sharon. What did they do with the rose of Sharon? They squeezed it out, mashed it out to get the perfume out of it. A beautiful rose has to be squeezed down to get the perfume from the rose. And that was a beautiful life. And there was a life lived like it, but it had to be squeezed out on Calvary. See, they took the anointing of the rose of Sharon and put it up on Aaron. He had to be anointed with that for to go in before the Lord in the holy place. And the holy veil, he had to be anointed with the rose of Sharon to go in to sprinkle the mercy seat each year. And that anointing must be up on him, a sweet-smelling savior unto the Lord. Packing the blood of the Lamb before him, after it had also been sprinkled by the Lamb. Pomegranates and bells around his garments, he had to walk a certain step, playing holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Notice, he is that rose of Sharon, that sweet-smelling Savior, the anointing upon his people. You cannot come before him with any creed, any other thing, but anointed with that rose of Sharon, the Word.